This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you have done a phenomenal job.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now let me throw a couple at you. What's your name?
Don.
Don.
Bang, bang!
Don, you understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm out.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
Hello? What? What's up, homies?
Hi, guys.
Hello, and welcome to ENN, which on this day is sponsored by our friends at the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices, locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Now we'll say good evening to Michael Kay.
Your butt ain't even know what a chip was back then.
And then we'll say good evening to Don.
Just doing a show.
And then we'll say
Zonker. Oh, I've got Stormzy on my MP3. The Pisarczyk handoff to Zonker.
That was a great Stormzy line. RJ, did you find any music? Did you decide any? No. Decide to pass for now. I don't know. Greg only calls every few weeks.
He calls when he has something to say.
Some people liked Benny Hill as a suggestion.
I love Benny Hill.
Some people.
Because he's such a serious guy, and you have the Benny Hill music.
He's not a serious guy. He just has a British accent.
He sounds beautiful. I would hire him to do voiceovers if I was in that position.
Well, guys, you saw the headlines today in the New York Post. Sam Darnold gets wasted. Now, here's the literal headline in the newspaper. Michael's a defender of the New York Post. I call it a trash rag on the reg. Here's
on
why.
What?
On the reg.
I see.
Well, what does that mean in English?
On the reg?
Yeah.
On the regular.
Why can't you just say it?
Why shorten anything?
On the reg, I believe, is
sounds like something else, to be honest.
Was a Kenny Powers thing.
Mm-hmm.
From Eastbound and Down?
A show that has been on for about 8 years.
I believe on Eastbound and Down, he talked about, you know, chicks on the reg, coke on the reg.
Tomorrow he's going to be quoting from the very current show, My Mother, the Car.
Really?
Doesn't make Jerry it even Van Dyke. Less funny.
By the way, Eastbound and Down's not that old.
It's at least 5 years off the air.
But you threw out My Mother, the Car.
I don't even know what that is.
There was a show where his mother was the car. Like, the car would talk to him.
The writing was just vibrant back then.
It sounds, so it's like a bad version of Knight Rider?
Yeah, but it was his mother.
How I Met Your Mother, the Car?
Don't conflate the shows.
So this show ran from 1965 to 1966.
Long run.
All right. Had 30 episodes.
And you compared it to Eastbound and Down, which 30. Was probably 2008 to 2013.
Although the great Jerry Van Dyke was
love Jerry Van Dyke. Of the Luther from the coach vehicle.
Yeah.
But even he didn't list it on his resume.
So this was an actual headline.
What a jerk.
In the New York Post. Headline. Sam Darnold gets wasted, in quotes, and, quote, hooks up with the girl after Jets' big win. Here's the article. Could Sam Darnold be the next Joe Namath or Mark Sanchez off the field? Surging New York Jets quarterback Darnold celebrated his team's Sunday afternoon routing of the Raiders long into the night. But he may have taken on a little too much, quote, jet fuel, sources tell Page Six. We're told that Bounce Sporting Club in the Flatiron District hosted Darnold and his teammates after they walloped the Raiders 34-3 at MetLife Stadium. Quote, they were celebrating like they just won the Super Bowl, said a spy on the scene. Quote, Sam Darnold was wasted, hooking up with some girl. The other guys on the team had to look after him. Quote, there was a limo driving him and the players around all night, added the source. Meanwhile, an insider told us his team protects him. That's the way they are on the field and off it. He's the franchise. Darnold ended up leaving the party at around 12:30, and his teammates partied on.
Wait a minute. So he's a party animal, got wasted. He left at 12th. And did they use the phrase all hours of the night?
I believe they did.
12:30 he left. And he had a limo driver. What did
long
he do
long? Into the night, it said.
That's not long into the night.
12:30 is like
the
night.
Beginning of the night.
Right.
For Joe Namath, it was the beginning of
he's
the night.
He's getting there at 12:30.
No, he's getting up, showering, and then going out to Bachelor's 3.
Getting there around 1:45, 2 o'clock.
But getting home about 6.
This story is just trying way too hard. I mean, the same writer of this article if he happened to see like a Boy Scout walking an elderly lady across the street, would probably write, "Scout drags woman across the street."
Listen, you guys are getting on the bad side of page six.
No.
I love page
well,
six.
I know it.
This time
you
they're
know
off base.
They're way off base. They figured we're going to go find something really bad. Nothing bad happened, but they still wanted to write the negative article. Everything is positive. In a world with the drinking and driving, they were responsible. They took a limo. They took care of their star. So he got a little tipsy. He's off the next day. One woman, not several.
They might
end up marrying this woman. Who the heck knows?
I need to know one thing, Peter, because you know, I haven't been in the game
in
for
touch.
A while.
Sure.
But when you were in the game, Michael, wow.
I mean, imagine if Page Six cared about me back then. If I was actually famous at that point, I'm not now.
No, you wouldn't have gotten a bit of ink.
No. The things I... anyway.
But you weren't drinking. You wouldn't have been stumbling out anywhere. You would have been careful.
Yeah, but there was the other stuff. Anyway, hooking...
What did they
say he hooked up?
Hooked up with a
girl.
Now,
what does that mean exactly? Did he make out with somebody?
Was
he having relations in the bar where everybody could see?
No. They are referring to, I would imagine...
Tonsil hockey?
Either a little bit of tonsil hockey,
mm-hmm.
or seeing as how much they're reaching in the story, hooking up could just mean he walked out with her like hand in hand. It could mean not even that.
Then, I mean, you've already gone that he was staying out to all hours of the night.
Right.
Don't you think the story is complete by saying he left with a young lady?
Good point. You think they would include that?
Right. So I don't think it happened.
So hook up would imply that he's making up. But all of this
out.
Is so such a reach.
Yeah. Why it's a reach? Because he's 22 years old. He's a millionaire. He's a good-looking kid. He's the quarterback of a New York football team. He can go out on a Sunday and leave at 12:30. Did nothing wrong.
No, and it could be of someone that he's dating. I mean, people don't know if he's still with the girl he was with a while ago, but he could have a new girlfriend.
Well, wherever they went, the people that really should be upset about this story
is Bounce.
Yeah.
And you wonder who leaked it.
Because you know what? Nobody's going back to Bounce.
Yeah, that's not a good look for Bounce. I like Bounce. That's not a good look for them.
There's a couple of Bounces in the city, right?
I only know of this one.
Okay.
Flatiron. There could be another one.
I think there used to be one on the Upper East Side, I believe.
I think you could be right.
Single days, I
used to bounce up there.
No, once or twice.
Shows where my mind's at. You hear Bounce, I start thinking it's like one of those soft play things for kids with like the little trampolines and the slides.
See, I thought he was going to say it was a jiggle joint. That's page six language.
A jiggle joint?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Wow. Such beautiful writing.
Yeah, they really. Really
I love
proud
the
of
Post.
Themselves.
That's where I started, by the way.
I understand that,
yeah.
Michael.
I love the Post. It's in my DNA. I am the Post.
And you love.
You sure you want to stick with this in 2019?
Absolutely.
Right now.
Yeah. I am the Post.
They put
the work ethic in me.
But you know it's not the same people, right?
Yeah. It's owned by Murdoch. It was owned by Murdoch when I worked
there. But you think it's run the same way?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you sure you want to stick with them?
When I was there, it was Headless Man and Topless Bar. That was the headline. So, yeah, it's the same people.
Jamal Adams may have won some points with Michael Kay. He was on Twitter and posted a photo of himself sacking Derek Carr, which apparently Derek Carr's brother Darren did not like. He wrote "saved for later" and a smiley emoji. Adams told Darren, "frame it." Then Darren Carr responded with an older photo of Jamal Adams attempting to stop Rob Gronkowski from scoring a touchdown. Adams then kept the beef going and said, "I understand you never made it to the big stage, but stop living through your brothers."
Is that THAS?
That's right. That's why I gave it a little bit of AS.
Uh-huh.
"You need to focus on your little high school job. You got class to teach tomorrow."
Ooh.
Darren, who's the head coach of a school, a high school, Bakersfield Christian, then chastised Adams for taking the beef to a new level. But Adams wasn't focused on that. He was focused on grammar. And this is where he wins over Michael Kay. He responded to a tweet from Darren Carr by saying, "What kind of teacher uses then instead of than?"
Ooh, wow.
"Grammar is important, Mr. Carr. Enjoy your week off."
Oh, man. He had lost me for a while.
He has to have you back.
He has me back.
He's correcting.
The English language is my playground. Yeah.
And this is your guy.
He was just on the teeter-totter at my playground. That's what he did.
Really?
Yeah, he was on the seesaw. He was playing in my playground.
And
I have a big dictionary.
Got it. Lamar Jackson is good at football. 5 touchdown passes against the Rams in a rout in a game I really needed. 3-point victory for
me. Big game. Big week for you. Moving day.
You said it was moving day.
And you moved right into the picture.
Truthfully, you said the week before was moving day, and I moved the wrong way.
Yeah, but you made up for it.
This week, though, after that 6, I am now, the way the standings are, Don LaGreca, first place, 38 points, 19-17.
Yeah! First time I have been out of the penthouse all year.
Yeah! Second place, Michael Kay, 37 points, 18-18.
Sad.
And third place, 34 points, Peter Rosenberg, 18-18.
You're just 3 points behind me.
Bang, bang!
I think I'm making all 3 of my picks Thanksgiving, so I don't have the whole weekend to worry about it.
Make them interesting. Only one is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The 425.
Dallas-Buffalo vehicle?
Yeah. I mean, Lions-Bears.
What's that line? I have a liking. I have a liking.
And then, really?
I have a liking.
And then Saints-Falcons.
How can you trust those teams? I don't know who those teams are. I don't even know who the Saints are anymore. In fact, I would bench Breeze and go back to Bridgewater. This team's a joke. Who had the better record?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? Am I right?
Very provocative.
Dumb, but provocative.
Yeah.
Typical talk show take.
No one's been that dumb. No one's come out and said you should bench Breeze.
Well, you just said it.
It's a good point. Should I go with it?
Why not?
I can end up getting a spot on Get Up if I say things like this.
Wow.
Well, no,
a shot at Greeny's
vehicle? No. I'm not dissing Greeny. I'm just saying there are a lot of loudmouths on the as guests on the Get Up vehicle. They bring in people, you know, because Greeny's
because they want you to get up.
Right, and Greeny's a measured guy, so they bring in a lot of loudmouth yo-yos to scream.
Give me an instance. Was it a loudmouth yo-yo? What are you talking about?
No, these are all my colleagues. I have great respect for all of them. But some of them are
loudmouth yo-yos.
Right.
L-M-Y-O. Y-Y. L-M-Y-Y. I'm going to need a drop on that, RJ.
Lamar Jackson on fans chanting MVP in L.A.
It's okay, you know, but I'm trying to win the Super Bowl, and we taking the game at a time. I'm not worried about MVP, you know. If it come, I'll be satisfied, but I'm trying to win the Super Bowl. That's a team award, and that's what I want.
How about
sounds like Ed Orgeron's kid.
You know my son Lamar.
Let's see. Scores on all 6 of his drives, and they pulled him out of the game. 45-6, they went in. Don, I told you, why are we getting off the Baltimore until they'd give us a reason to?
I was with you.
Are you on them this week? Baltimore against 49ers? Show me something.
It's in Baltimore. It depends. My prediction is, I'll look right now, I'm guessing the line is 3.5 for Baltimore.
Show me something. Why get on Baltimore unless they let us down?
That's attractive. San Francisco coming east, riding high.
RJ.
1 o'clock game, 10 o'clock, body clock.
So you know what? Let's see. So maybe it's going to be 4.5 instead of 3.5. I'll tell you right now. Here you go. Your Baltimore line would be the Ravens are, oh my, RJ, the disrespect, -6.
Ooh.
Against a team that's lost once.
Why get off the Ravens unless they disappoint
RJ,
us,
how do you
Don?
Feel about that?
You know, at some point they got to play the Niners too. It's not just Baltimore shows up and win every game by a zillion. I know it's been that way lately, but come on.
And this is the Niners. -6.
The disrespect all around to play to 1 o'clock in front of no one. Sad.
It is sad.
What's the, hold on, let me see the 425 vehicle on Sunday. Oh my God, it's repugnant what's going on here. The CBS, there's no Fox 425.
Remember, 3 games on Thanksgiving, so that's going to reduce the number on Sunday.
Right, so your 425's on Sunday. There's a Rams-Cardinals beauty at 4:05. CBS has Chargers-Broncos and then Raiders-Chiefs. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, Raiders really set that up.
Yeah, they didn't set that up well. The real game for the weekend, of course, is Redskins at the Panthers on Sunday.
I had a Raider fan tweet me yesterday. I didn't get a chance to read it on the air, but I guess it makes some sense. It's like, Jets shouldn't get too giddy about what happened. Raiders, that was a clear trap game. They were thinking about the Chiefs. My job out of them if they were, but I guess that would be the definition of a trap game, right? Take on an inferior opponent, at least record-wise, when you've got the big divisional matchup the following week. But still, 34-3.
And they're not at a point where they can be doing that.
No, they shouldn't be doing that, but that doesn't mean that they didn't do it.
Here's Marcus Spears on how Lamar Jackson just cannot be compared to anyone.
The one way to describe Lamar Jackson
is you've never seen this before. Stop the comparisons. I said it last night, G. Stop comparing Lamar Jackson to anybody you've ever seen play in the league. I know we love to say Michael Vick. I know we talk about Randall Cunningham and how athletic those guys were. There has never been a Lamar Jackson to play in the NFL. And now the fact that he's delivering the ball from the pocket as patient and seeing defenses like he is, this is transcendent talent that we've never seen before.
Now, it's folly to think that he should have been playing wide receiver, right? It's a joke now. And even though I disagree that he had to apologize, Bill Polian did do that. But is he just such a freak talent-wise that if he were to become a wide receiver, he might be the best wide receiver in the league? You know what I mean?
I know.
I'd rather him play quarterback because I think it has more of an impact on the game. But is he just so talented that if they did convert him to wide receiver, he's Jerry Rice?
It's, you never know.
I mean, he's 6'2", so he's got the right, you know, height and all that to be, you know, like a Julio Jones kind of like.
Julio's 6'5", I think.
But my point is he's big enough. You know, some 5'9". He's not Odell Beckham. I mean, he's six. Now, I wouldn't do it, but maybe there is just a talent there.
No, he's a freak.
Yeah, he's a freak.
He's unreal.
Did you see this stat, last 12 drives?
Mm-hmm.
His last 12 drive with Lamar at quarterback, 9 Jackson passing TDs, 1 Mark Ingram rushing TD, 2 Justin Tucker field goals, no punts, no turnovers.
Yeah, right now they're unstoppable. So it'll be interesting to see what San Francisco does. Also, in his first two seasons, Christian McCaffrey, listen to this, guys, 336 rushes for 1,533 yards. Christian McCaffrey, 336 rushes, 1,533 yards, 9 touchdowns. Lamar Jackson, first two seasons, 271 rushes, 1,571 yards, 11 touchdowns rushing. And that's not two seasons. It's like a season and a half, barely.
So you're on the bandwagon, firmly.
I think he's pretty good, yeah. He's pretty good. Also, Marcus Peters and Jalen Ramsey got into a fight after the game, or a kerfuffle, if you will, a spat, an altercation.
A jiggle joint.
I don't think it's the same thing. Guess who popped up last night and decided to play some basketball?
Now crosses over. Gets to the elbow. The bounce pass for Bazemore. Throws into the corner. Rotates Melo. 3 on the way. Buries it. Carmelo Anthony. 25 points. Welcome to Portland, Melo.
Carmelo dropped 25 in Portland's 117-94 win over the Bulls. And here's Carmelo on NBC Sports Northwest talking about his 25.9.
It's just, you know, when I'm starting to get my feel and my flow back. You know, I told you before, I'm just taking it one day at a time, man. And, you know, the last game in Cleveland, I was flat. You know, it was like 3 games or 4 nights coming off of a year of vacation. But tonight just felt like I had, you know, had my bop, had my bounce, had my pop. And we got it going. Tonight was a game that we had to win. It was a great, great way to end the road trip.
Did you see the highlight when he threw down a dunk?
Yeah.
And Lillard jumping up and down like he was 11 years old. It was great. It's shocking to me. I'm not saying that he's, you know, he's an all-star now, that he couldn't get a job for a year.
It's weird.
He's not a bad guy. He's not a poisonous guy. So I don't get that at all.
And what I don't understand is, how was he not able, like there was not one team who was able to say, hey, we want you, but your role is going to be diminished.
Not I don't one, get, there's LeBron, no good explanation.
It doesn't make
with
sense.
With all of his buddies in the NBA, like LeBron couldn't tell.
And Chris Paul.
You know, Brody Van Palenka that, you know, I want Melo on the team.
I know. I really don't understand.
Well, Chris Paul's team got rid of him. Couldn't keep him there.
Right, exactly.
By the way, nice job by Embiid, Andrew. 0 points yesterday.
Yeah, not here's. Did you hear Stephen A?
God hates me.
Joel Embiid?
No.
Oh, no.
The last time we saw Joel in a playoff game, where did we see him? It was Toronto. What was he doing? Crying. I come on the air, and what do I say to you, Max? This is a beautiful thing because it hurts him now. He's going to come out like a monster this year because he was crying. He was upset. You're in the hallway hugging your lady. Everybody looking at you like, damn, man up. He brought up Tom Hanks. In the league of their own, and you just don't cry in baseball. There's no crying in basketball. But we let it go. 32 minutes in your first visit back to Toronto since that moment that Kawhi Leonard broke your heart and sent you home, and you put up zero. Really?
Hey, Doc, why does Stephen A. talk like me?
And I'm the one who had to have throat surgery.
He might have a cold.
The man can scream like and keep his voice. God bless him.
Joel Embiid, Doc. That'll do it for ENN. And since we just talked some Carmelo Anthony, how about we talk to his old coach, Jim Boeheim?
Oh, nice tease. Yeah.
What do you think?
We'll talk to Jimmy B in just a moment. His team's in town for the games tomorrow at the Barclays Center. Kay LaGreca, is that tomorrow or Friday, Andrew? It's Friday, right?
Well, tomorrow and Friday.
Tomorrow and Friday. Okay, so we'll talk to Jim in just a moment.
Woo!
Stick around. Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.